Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Spiritual Teacher Podcast. I am your host, Jasmine Bridges, and I'm super pumped about this episode. You guys, I am tired, but I felt like I just really had to put this out there and talk about your human design. Have you ever heard of human design? I had heard of it a couple of times, but I was not 100% sold on what it looked like or what it felt like. It wasn't something I was so certain on. In fact, when I did start hearing about it, which was probably 2 or 3 years ago, I didn't really get into it. It didn't sit on me or give me that nudge. And I think it's because I had to go through my spiritual awakening. This year, I'm recording this in 2022. I had my spiritual awakening September of 2022. And that's when my son had turned 9 months old. And it was crazy. Or was it? No, that was August. He turned 9 months old. It was the craziest thing that I had a rebirth 9 months after having my son. So it was like I gave birth to myself, which was amazing. And I dove into understanding human design. And at first, I really thought I was a manifester. Even though I did the human design quiz, which you can Google that, I really thought that I was a manifester because I was like, oh, I bring things to me. You know, people are jealous of me and how easy I move in life. It like some of the signs were just kind of there. But then I really started to say okay, Jasmine, over time, I started to look and say, okay, what do your results say? What is it that, not what you want to be, but what is your truest design? And I did the same thing with my husband because I thought that he was a projector. And I'm like, dang, you know, and he's not. And I think that when it comes to anything in life, sometimes we may want to be something, but that's not what we really are. And that's what I learned about my human design, which is a generator. As a generator, we take in all the external stimuli, and sometimes we hold on to certain things that are not our own, and we have to shave those away. And it, for me, as a generator, I realized that I truly am one of the most powerful beings on the planet. And I tapped into that. Generators make up 70% of the planet. We are the life force. We literally build so many things for this world. And I recognize, I am truly a builder. I build shit and then I make it passive. That is me. And I thought, something's wrong with me. I'm bored with things. Yeah, because I'm done building. Once I'm done building, it's time for me to move on. And I thought that was a flaw. I thought that was maybe I'm just, am I having a little depression? Am I having some anxiety because I'm not excited about it? No, that's not my design. I'm not supposed to be excited about those things 24/8 because that's not how I am built. And I am 100% okay with saying that is not my way of doing things. And what I love about this is that it allowed me to go deeper and see what are your strengths, right? So some of my strengths in human design is that I have emotional authority in my solar plexus. And what's crazy is that I always thought because I was an emotional being, sometimes I'm really, really high vibe, excited. And then other times I may have a neutral set point and I'm really not really all that excited. Or even with I found out my diet is, I have an alternating diet where I may not really want to eat as much. And then there are other times where I may want to eat more. And that fluctuality just speaks to my emotional authority. And with the solar plexus, that's where confidence comes in. And there are times when I have amazing confidence, I feel great. And then there are times when life hits me and I don't. And it's that wave. And while we all may have waves, like I'm not saying we are just these perfect people, I was really able to dive in full body, understand myself and see like, wow, this explains so many things. It explains why people who are manifestors or even projectors can like pull me in to do the work. I've had experiences where people will ask me to do business partnerships with them, but then they want me to do all the work and they're not going to say that. They're just not going to do the work because they know I am the life force energy. So, and well, they may not really know that because most people are not as in touch with their human design, and that's okay. That's why I'm doing this podcast, so more people can know. You're welcome. But it's just like, gosh, like that's so not fair, you know, to a person who like me, who's a generator, like no. And we don't like to quit. We don't like to quit like until the thing is built and then we can move on, you know, as like a gradual release and make it something passive where we can still benefit from it, but we've moved on. And I always was so like, dang, like, why have I outgrown these situations so fast? Like, what the heck? You know, even in my career in education, like, I only taught in public schools about 2.5 years. And I student taught for a semester in London. I took a lot of extra, you know, educational classes and I did a lot of research. So might as well say 3.5 because I had all that extra experience that other undergraduates may not have had. But I really outgrew that. And, you know, some people are like, you're insane. Why are you quitting your jobs? Like, that doesn't make sense because my time was up and there the signs of like things moving on, like, they started taking our planning, they started taking our lunch break. And I'm like, oh, I'm done. Like, I've done enough building here. It's time for me to build something else. And I even feel the same way in my educational business. Like, I don't really get into like my educational business as far as providing the services. Yeah, I'm not really going to get into that. I'm not really going to do all of that at all. Like, I'm very, you know, passive about it. We have great employees that are active in it and they love it. But right now, like, that's not my space. And my space is to continue to do the things that make the program work, but it's not my space to do all of the services. However, the difference is in my coaching business, because I am building it up, I'm totally fine with doing the services, but it's going to be a more passive, which is why I do courses. I have bundles, even my one-on-one. Like, I have people who service inside of my one-on-one to where I'm not really doing everything. Even in my group coaching, that's a part of Money Honey. I'm not like doing anything. I allow people, I share information, I allow them to ask questions and lead themselves. And I have to be true to my human design. And when you are true to your human design, you will find more fulfillment. And that is my role on this earth with my human design as a generator. I'm supposed to find fulfillment. And I'm also, you can start to look into your profile. And my profile is a 1-4. So as a 1-4, one, I am guest investigate, 4, I teach all of those around me, and I make deep, meaningful connections. I could never understand how people could have multi-million dollar businesses and they never even talk to the people that they service. Like, I never full body understood that. That would be like an Apple or an Amazon. Like, yeah, they talk to the people in their company, but they don't give a crap about their customers like that. Like, it's not even that deep. But for me, it is that deep. My connections are so important to me. And that may mean I might have a smaller, you know, following. I might have a smaller like amount of people that I've served. Over the past 6 years, I've served 300 plus clients, as far as consumer clients, not even including the other clients that I've serviced, you know, in the corporate space. So that's still a lot, but it's not this massive number that, you know, a big company. I might not be an Apple. I might not be an Amazon, and I am okay with that. And I think when you know your human design, like you start to come to grips with things as opposed to putting all this pressure on your shoulders to like perform and be all these things, like you really don't have to. And one of my friends, she was talking on her YouTube channel. Her name is Leora Alexandra. And I've been following her for years, and also my friend Isabel Palacios. So definitely go check them out. But anyway, Leora was saying that, like, at her boyfriend at the time, they went to this psychic, and the psychic told him, like, oh, you're going to be like the next Tony Robbins. You know, you're going to do all these things. You're going to have millions of people and blah, blah, blah. Woo! But then when she looked at Leora, she was like, oh, no, like, you know, you're going to do smaller groups. You probably won't have this big thing going on. And she cried, like she was hurt because she felt like, why does he have to have such a big destiny? Why is he so big and so important? Like, what? That doesn't make sense. That's not fair. But it's not about it being fair. It's about it being truth. And even though she wasn't talking about human design, I think that it has a lot to do with it. How she was made and what she was made to do on this earth. And that is okay. But in my mind, I feel like she has a big following because she has thousands of subscribers on YouTube. So what if that is her big platform? You know what I mean? But the whole point that I'm trying to say is that when we compare ourselves to other people, it makes it very hard. So even if you have the same human design as someone else, you could have different things, whether it's in your profile or within your authority. You know, you have to lean back and say, you know what? This is not who I meant to be on this earth. And I am okay with that. For me, I'm okay with being a small business. I took in so much from the outside world that I'm supposed to be this big business. I'm supposed to do all these things. And that's what I was constantly told in sermons, in lectures, and all of these things. Like, I'm supposed to have this, I'm supposed to have that, but I'm not. You guys, like, I naturally, my aura is open and I attract everything to me. Like, when I don't try, I have the most. Yesterday, my husband bought me like another truck. Like I didn't even try. It just happens. I've had people just like come to me randomly and buy me gifts. Like I don't have to try to get those things because that's my human design. I don't have to initiate. Versus if you're a manifester, you initiate things. Like you may initiate your marriage. You may initiate an idea for a business. Like you, that's what you do. And then everybody else comes in and they do the work for you. And there's nothing wrong with that. My whole point in saying all of this is that everyone's process is so different. And we have to do a process that is truthful for us. We have to do a process that makes the most sense. And we have to lean back and stop trying to be something that we are full body not, because you will find yourself out of alignment. And for me, it turns into frustration. Even something as simple as knowing you've outgrown certain areas, certain situations, whatever. Look to your human design and see, like, why am I feeling the way that I'm feeling? These things matter. And what I love is that in my one-on-one coaching program, Activating Affluence, I actually use human design to help you in every area of your life, whether it's your business, your finances, your, like, if you're trying or you're trying to manifest a partner or you already have a partner, looking at your weight loss, looking at all those things. And like, what's crazy, you guys, is that like for me, when it comes to weight loss, I don't do well with having weight loss be something like I have to constantly initiate. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do all these different. I don't do well with that. Like my weight loss is, yeah, I got to meditate. I have to release. I have to be okay with like releasing weight that or fat cells that don't serve me. Like I'm okay with that part of it. But as far as like me, you know, trying to do all these different things, like, no, like all I need to do is intermittent fast and have small portions of food. And I know that sounds really like, oh, well, that's simple. It is. Like my life is built off of simplicity. That's how I am with my 1-4 profile. Like, I find the easiest, quickest way to do things in a masterful way, and I don't complicate the shit. And when I start complicating it, that's when it doesn't work. That's when it doesn't work. I make it super simple. I make it fun. I make it what I love. And that is why I have been probably the happiest that I've ever been, because I am in my design. And even my spouse has enjoyed realizing his design. He decided to leave, you know, a toxic work environment. And that is big for him, because he does not enjoy like leaving places. Like, he is very loyal. He is very, what you may call, stubborn. And not, sometimes stubborn can be good, because it's like you're not quitting. Sometimes it can be bad, but he uses it in a good way too. And it's just like, wow, you know, I'm really putting this into practice, and even my clients are benefiting from this. Like, I've had clients who were just so, you know, upset about like, man, I'm not this far. I don't have this. I don't have that. Like, what? Like, no, like, you need to go in the way that you're supposed to be and love it and embrace it. So if this is something you are looking to do, I invite you to Activating Affluence. It is my one-on-one coaching program that is absolutely stunning, absolutely amazing. You can look at the details in the show notes, because there's no convincing here. This isn't something that I just always share and promote. It is just my life's work, and it is an opportunity to work with me closely and high proximity, because my vibration, you feel my vibes here in the Spiritual Teacher, but you don't really feel everything. I just give people a sample of what I have the capacity to do in service to you. So I love you guys. I hope this episode was amazingly helpful, and we shall talk soon.